are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be talking about the defense of Proposition 8 and the Supreme Court reviewing same-sex marriage today in court. Talk about some of the arguments and what has happened. Keep you guys posted as we get more news. Apparently, the court session has ended for today, so now we're getting all the, you know, inside scoop on what's going on. Keep in mind, guys, we're not going to get an answer until June. Okay, you know, they're hearing arguments today, but I don't think we're going to be getting any verdict until June. So just like with the Affordable Health Care Act, right? It was like the day before, it was like the minute before the session closed and they got to go on vacation, they dropped the bomb and then they fled, right? Yeah, it's like, you know, throwing a grenade and then running. So it's going to be some interesting talk over the next couple months. We're also going to be talking about how cold sores, those little cold sores you guys get on your mouth from herpes, could actually increase your risk of memory problems. Okay? People with lung cancer may be happy to hear that eating tofu could increase your risk of surviving lung cancer. Okay? But before everybody starts celebrating, remember, they got to eat tofu. I know, that's a tough one. All right? And, of course, we have a smartphone app that, I, from what I understand, it helps beat stress by monitoring your emotional state. My smartphone would probably blow up. I get so heated and upset and ticked off about stuff, my smartphone wouldn't make it. But anyway, that is just the tip of the iceberg of today's show. And any other breaking news as we get it, we are going to definitely bring it your way. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some of you have been asking me about Passover week. Okay, yeah, because I celebrate Passover. You would think it would be easier than Lent. It's not. It's not. We've talked about Passover a lot on the show. Passover, it began yesterday at sundown. And, in essence, without going through the whole story, right, of, you know, Moses trying to get the Hebrew slaves out of Egypt, right, and then the Pharaoh being completely bipolar, schizophrenic, saying, no, you can't go, yes, you can go, no, yes, no. So he was going back and forth, right? God sent down the 10 plagues. We talked about the 10 plagues, all right? Pharaoh got really mad, and then he let everybody go after the death of the firstborn, and the Hebrews realize this guy could change his mind at any minute, so if we get to flee, we better flee. So the Hebrews fled. They didn't have time to leaven their bread, right, as the story goes in Exodus in the Old Testament, and because the bread didn't leaven, the bread was kind of flat, and they ran and they fled. Then Pharaoh changed his mind. Ramses changed his mind. They came back after them. That's when Moses, with God's help, parted the Red Sea. The Hebrews were able to flee, crossing the Red Sea. Not sure if they ran into an occasional octopus. Not too sure. But they went across the Red Sea. Then, luckily and dramatically, Moses closed the Red Sea, of course, with God's help, drowned all the Egyptian soldiers that were accosting them and chasing them. And then the Jews got to go and eat their unleavened bread, which tasted like crap. Not gluten-free. I don't think there's anything that has to do with gluten-free in the Bible. I got to be very careful. My mom listens to the show, and then she always calls me later that day saying I misquoted the scripture. And then I got to deal with my mom. I'm not too worried about the ratings. I'm worried about my mom. Okay, so anyway, so Passover, in order for us to remember, the Hebrew slavery and what we incurred and the grace of God that allowed us to survive and flee, we commemorate by eating unleavened bread, Okay? So bread that didn't rise with yeast. Some of you have asked me that if, you know, Jews are very religious or practicing, are they allowed to have sex with anybody who has a yeast infection? I think that is completely erroneous to think that, you know, I think that actually has no bearing. Okay? If a woman has a yeast infection, as far as I'm concerned, that's fine. You know, I mean, we're talking about leavened bread, people. Get a clue. So I honestly, you guys are so due for a pop quiz, honestly. Well, I'll give you guys a pop quiz. So basically, what we do is for 8 days, we don't eat bread. We don't eat oats. Okay? Some of us will still eat rice. Some of us will eat tortilla. But for the most part, because you could have flour, you just can't have anything that rose or leavened. Now, the big problem that I have with this holiday isn't the religious symbolicness. I think that stuff is cool. I love religion. My problem is I get very constipated this week. And, you know, it's a problem for you all because you have to listen to my show. Now, I don't know if any of you have eaten matzah, which is the cracker that we use to substitute any sort of grain or bread during this week. But as I've explained it to my listeners year after year, it is a very geometrically sharp cornered, very crispy object. And eating the sucker really rips and tears your bowel as far as I'm concerned. And so basically, it could be a pretty miserable week. You know, my mom always tells me to make matzo brei, soak it in egg, fry it up a little bit, add some sugar. No, you still get constipated because now you got big chunks of the sucker going through your bowel. All right. And then they came up with these little baby hexagon crackers for those of us that can't deal with the big, huge, foot-long square, but those now have 6 edges instead of the 4 corners, so now you got a hexagon tearing down your bowel. Again, it's a beautiful holiday. I stick with it, but I'm pretty miserable. And being constipated, I guess, reminds me of, you know, what I should do and how to be a good person and help others, etc. Now, apparently the Huffington Post was talking about the Seder plate and the nutritious benefits of the Passover symbols. Okay, we have a Seder plate to represent, you know, the tears that the Hebrews shed, the difficult, the work, the bitterness of what slavery was, etc. You're not supposed to eat off the Seder plate. You're never allowed. You know how many times my hand got slapped because I was hungry during the Passover Seder, and you got to sit through the whole ceremony before you get to eat? I got my hand smacked 7,000 times because I would reach for the Seder plate. You're not allowed to eat off the Seder plate, people. Get a clue. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's talk about cold sores and memory loss. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 133.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
I think, you know, so far today is going good. Knock on wood. Kids are on spring break. They slept in. All right. From what I understand, they're behaving themselves. I don't have to worry about them when I'm at work. So far, so good. Knock on wood. I am a little nervous. There was a gentleman, I guess, who was cleaning his shotgun. And the boy was in the living room, I guess, watching daddy clean it. Mom and daughter were in the room. Gun went off. Killed the boy who was watching daddy clean the gun. You know, most of us that have firearms, we know you're always supposed to unload the gun before you clean it. I don't know what the heck was happening, and it's a shame that the boy had died. But just as a reminder, everybody, when you clean the gun, rule number one, you always unload it. And I know the kids want to watch. The kids do not have to watch you clean the gun, okay? Not at 10 years old. And it's a shame. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court's review of same-sex marriage. A lot of you have been emailing me, calling me on how you feel. We're going to be talking about that in a few minutes. What should the Supreme Court do? Where should their stand be? Do any of you even care? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. But before we get to that, cold sores may increase your risk of memory problems. We talk about the herpes virus that affects the mouth, and you get these painful blisters on your mouth. Now, herpes simplex virus type 1 is not considered an STD, even though we talked about if you do have oral sex, you could transmit type 1 down to the genital area, type 2, and it looks like genital herpes, and type 1 could also affect the skin and be called cutaneous herpes, but for the most part, it doesn't really kill you. It just annoys you, kind of looks bad. People think there's a stigma attached, but type 1 herpes is very common. I think 85% of the population has it. Well, now they're saying that the herpes simplex virus, as well as any, you know, other types of viruses or bacteria out there, can increase your risk of having cognitive issues, bad memory, difficulty with sorting things out and cognitively reasoning. They think that people who have had higher levels of these infections are going to be more prone to memory problems later. Now, this is being reported by Fox News. According to the researchers, they said the idea to look at the connection between infection and memory revolves around inflammation. Remember, these viruses cause inflammation. And we have found that inflammation, whether it be cardiac inflammation, dental inflammation, could put you more at risk for heart disease, stroke, as well as dementia. So now we're going to have a big push to look at pathogens, bacteria, viruses, to see if they could cause vascular dementia in and of itself. Inflammation is bad. Inflammation of the joint is bad. What happens when your joints are inflamed? Right? You get arthritis. Okay? Which is why we like to decrease inflammation. Just to move quickly to arthritis, you know, you hurt your knee and it starts to hurt and swell and every now and then gives way or aches. What is one of the things the doctors like to do? Well, they like to tell you to ice it to decrease inflammation. They like to tell you to maybe take some ibuprofen, naproxen, anti-inflammatory. If that doesn't work, they'll shoot you with some steroids. It's all about decreasing the inflammation. Why? Because the more inflammation you have, the more damage you have to the area and the more you'll have arthritis. Well, same thing happens with blood vessels. The more inflammation you have when it comes to blood vessels, the more of a defense mechanism builds up with these vessels. There could be more plaquing. There could be clot formation. Body does not like inflammation. They don't. Which is why researchers are now kind of looking into gout or people that don't have gout but high uric acid. Is this inflammatory state that some people could be in caustic to the heart? We know a lot of people with high blood pressure, coronary artery disease, also have the gout. And if that's the case, do we need to look at uric acid as well? So there's a lot of theories out there on inflammatory impetuses or impetuses, attack with it. Okay, imps. And do we need to prevent these or try to maybe consider blocking these to then block things that we don't believe are related, such as vascular disease, etc. So they're looking at what these researchers did is they looked at 1,600 people living in Manhattan, average age of 69, and they measured the amount of antibodies in their blood for type 1 herpes, type 2 herpes, cytomegalovirus, which causes fatigue and kind of a monotype disease, but not as drastically tired, and then chlamydia pneumonia. Now, you could get pneumonia, chlamydia pneumonia, not necessarily from an STD, but it causes a respiratory infection. And then many of you guys have been asking me about this Helicobacter pylori. Well, this is a bacteria in the stomach that has been linked to ulcers, been linked to gastric cancer. So what they did is they looked at people with the herpes, type 1, type 2, cytomegalovirus, chlamydia pneumonia, Helicobacter pylori, H. pylori. They followed the subjects for 8 years. Researchers administered memory tests, thinking tests, etc. And they found that those with higher level antibodies or higher level of infection had a 25% increased risk of having memory problems. Now, what does that mean? If you get type 1 herpes, should you be on an antiviral? Should you be on a Cyclovir or Valtrex or Famvir every day? I don't know. Remember, they come out with one study and they immediately publish it. So everybody's like, oh, yay, bravo, you studied something. Okay, but now we're like, well, now what? Okay, I mean, do we go on antivirals? Does everybody treat their H. pylori infection, which is kind of what a lot of GI doctors do. They'll treat you for the H. pylori infection. Why not? We know you've got a bacteria. We want to treat it. It's very hard for us doctors to sit there and go, all right, you got a bacteria and do nothing. You realize if I know that you have an infection, it's very difficult for me to go home and sleep. You know, I'm watching Hell's Kitchen. I'm going to sit there and go, I know he's got a bacteria. I want to squash it. I want to squash that sucker. And I sit there and I think about it and I think about it and I think about it. And then I call in an antibiotic. That's what us doctors do. No, we don't. But, you know, I just can't sit there looking at an infection and not letting it get treated. I just can't do that. I guess it's just, you know, one of the problems we doctors will face and have to, you know, deal with. Why we bring our work home with us. I do bring my work home. It is so hard to turn it off. So hard. I diagnose cancer in somebody. You think I could turn it off? You can't turn it off. I think about them. I call them. I pray for them. I just do. It's hard. I'm not saying that because I think I'm a good person. Lord, trust me. When I'm up at the gates, I'm going to have to do a lot of begging. But, I know a lot of people think doctors are cold. Okay, and cold-hearted, right? Because, you know, a lot of us don't like Obamacare. No. It's not that's, I mean, you know, you have to be able to turn it off. I drive my kids crazy. Oh, kids, I know you want to play Monopoly, but I'm just thinking about this rectal abscess I had to drain. My kids want you to turn, you think my kids want to hear about all the hemorrhoids and rectal abscesses and, you know, HPV and tonsillitis and uvula edema I see that day? They don't. Even the kid that wants to become a doctor, he really doesn't want to hear about that. He wants to play a game. He wants to watch TV. He wants to play his video games, right? Yeah. You know, so, okay. All right, so I'm done with this whole viral story. Do you guys have enough of that? Herpes could cause memory loss. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So today, the Supreme Court is looking at the constitutionality of California's Proposition 8 ban on same-sex marriages. We knew this was coming to the Supreme Court ever since it was voted, from what I understand, in one of the later California legislative sessions, voters voted to ban same-sex marriages in California. So lawyers are representing one lesbian and one gay couple from California to try to persuade the Supreme Court justices, all nine of them are present on this one, to strike down the state's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriages and to declare that gay couples can marry nationwide. From what we understand, we're getting little gist about this, and after we come back from the break, we'll kind of tell you some of the arguments. It probably went better for the prosecution. It's hard to say prosecution, but the people bringing the case up to the Supreme Court for it to overturn. Okay? I guess lawyers represented supporters of the ban. All right? So this would be, I guess, supporters rather than defense. Proposition 8 is arguing that the court should not override the democratic process. If people voted in a ban, you leave it. Okay? Let it be up to the states, etc. Whereas the opponents of the ban are bringing up multiple issues. For example, one subject came up on the safety of kids being born to a gay couple. The safety of kids being born to a gay couple. And then I guess one of the arguments Elena Kagan had countered was, well, if two 55-year-olds marry, then if two 55-year-olds marry, they aren't having kids. And then, of course, one said, well, one of them could technically still have kids. So we're going to talk about that. We want to talk about how you feel, where this is going, and what is really the issue going on with same-sex marriage. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab and Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so the Supreme Court session has ended today. Boy, do they get an early day. Don't they get an early day? Didn't they stop? They stopped hearing oral arguments at about, what was it, 8:30 in the morning Pacific time, 11:30, so they get to go to lunch, and then what do? I got to tell you, I think that would be nice. You know, by the way, you get to wear a robe. You know how nice it is to wear a robe rather than always having to dress up for TV commercials or for the office or for meetings? It doesn't matter. You don't have to spend money on clothes. You know how much money that saves? I think Supreme Court justices really have it kind of nice. You get to wear a robe all the time to work. You don't have to be on TV all the time. I mean, I like being on TV, but they don't even have to. They could be wearing pajamas underneath those robes and be really comfortable. Okay? And then They don't even have to make a decision that day. I mean, I got to make a decision right then. When I see a patient, I need to make a decision right then and there. I can't go, you know what, I'm going to debate this. I'm going to think about it and get back to you at the end of June, right before I go on vacation, and you got to live with my decision. Nah, I got to make a decision right then and there, but that would be nice. One day, I think I may want to be a Supreme Court justice. That, just to me, I think it would be cool. Also, imagine when you're bloated. I mean, those robes hide it all. I really dig the robes. You don't even have to shave your legs. All right, so anyway, I guess they're already finished hearing arguments on whether they should strike down California's ban. The gist of what we're getting is they probably are going to strike it down. Because I guess the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals had struck it down. And I guess Chief Justice or Justice Anthony Kennedy had even questioned why the Supreme Court is even looking at this case if it was already struck down by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. So we think that Kennedy is going to rule with the court's four liberal justices. And now you see, now one source is saying that they're actually going to meet later this week. Okay, to discuss it, right? But I hear we're not going to get a decision on this till the end of June. Now, many of you have been emailing me throughout the months on this subject, and I usually don't read your emails on air until we kind of talk about that subject. I'll either write you back personally, or I'll save the emails till we talk about it, okay? Because then things seem pertinent. I have to make everything relevant. One of you asked, how do doctors feel about gay marriage? One of you asked, you know, how can we as a society allow gay marriage? Did I ever hear of Sodom and Gomorrah? Okay, I don't want you all attacking me. I really haven't taken an official stand on this. As far as I'm concerned, doctors don't all agree, so I can't speak for doctors. All I could do is speak for myself. And what I've seen in my practice is some of my healthiest patients and my healthiest couples have actually been my gay couples. All right? They take care of each other. They drag each other to the doctor. They're in monogamous relationships. Now, I'm not saying all straight people or gay people stay in monogamous relationships just because they're married. I mean, people do cheat. But I have to be honest with you. They are some of my healthiest people. They are. There was a study that came out talking about kids being raised by gay couples. Could they be more at risk? And that has been refuted time and time again. Okay? You know, if somebody loves these children and takes care of them and is there for support, they're going to make a good parent. Okay? Now, the one thing we had discussed a while back when we brought up the case of kids being raised by a gay couple, and the reason why I bring that up is that is an argument being brought up to the Supreme Court. All right? The reason why people are opposing there to be gay marriage is because what happens to the kids? And they keep saying, well, what happens to the kids? Now, we had discussed children of gay couples and their health, etc. And you know, we had discussed, you know, raising the kids, and we had discussed, you know, the social implications and the social stigmas, etc. And, I mean, we have found that, you know, we have heterosexual couples beating the kids, right, in certain cases. We have, we have heterosexual couples cheating. Just, you know, I mean, what would happen in a gay marriage, okay, that could not happen in a straight marriage? I need to reword that because some of you are yelling at me. Look at the fundamentals. How should I reword this? Okay, and again, I'm not trying to make this a discussion on for or against. I'm talking about how we as a society are getting to the point where whether we feel for or against gay marriage, it's going to happen. All right. One thing we're already seeing is many people have at least somebody gay in their family. Right? Look at what happened with the congressman. His son, Portman, his son came out. So he changed his stance on gay. Most of us have somebody gay in the family. I do. Most of us have somebody gay in the family. 1 in 8 men, and I know some of you dispute that number, but that's what I learned in medical school, and that's what I'm sticking to it. 1 in 8 men are gay, and they say women even more common, then usually one of us has somebody gay in the family. And when we look at heterosexual couples, how many heterosexual couples are truly heterosexual? Me being a doctor, one thing that really opened my eyes is, okay, I have 2 eyes, thank God. One thing that opened my eyes is how many gay people are in a heterosexual marriage. I had no idea. So you look at a straight couple, and I now assume somebody's gay until proven otherwise. I had no idea how many gay people got married. And they got married to have kids. Or they got married because they wanted to hide the fact from their family. Or they were trying to suppress their gay feelings and fight it. We talked about this about a year or two ago. There's three types of gay populations. Those that are open about it, those that realize they're gay from early on, they come to the realization, and they actually are very happy with the decision. They breathe easier, etc. Then you have the group that is unsure. They just don't know. They kind of think they are, they kind of think they aren't, but they go with the societal flow. And sometimes they struggle, and I see a lot of these people for depression and anxiety. And then the group that seems to be the most mentally troubled are the ones suppressing it, and suppressing it so hard that they think they've fooled themselves into being straight. And they come in with ulcers. They come in with migraines, depression, anxiety. Wife comes in saying, we don't have sex. Our marriage is in trouble. And, you know, I mean, as a doctor, I should take the stance of, look, be true to yourself. It's a healthier way to go. Be true to yourself. Okay? That's where it gets sticky, you know? If somebody is gay and openly gay, are they more at risk for HIV than somebody who is secretly gay? Alright, well, the more gay sex you have, yes, you do increase the potential, but if you're having sex with somebody who doesn't have HIV and you're in a monogamous relationship, no. You don't increase your risk of HIV. Now, yes, there are issues, and we've talked about rectal sex versus vaginal sex, which I'm not going to go into too much detail because I never know if there's going to be kids listening in this particular case. We'll talk more about the lining and the epithelium at another time. But true, anal sex can increase risk of STDs. But I guess nowadays heterosexual couples are doing that a lot. Okay, I mean, I've been married 16 years, and I'm finding out you guys are doing a lot rectally now, heterosexually. So you're starting to see that these couples, in terms of risk, etc., are close to equating. So then what is the big dilemma with gay marriage? Why are people opposing it? Does it really go back to religion? Now, one of you had emailed me about a year ago saying, if you live in a country that allows gay marriage, we're going to have the same fate as Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, is that what many of you think? I mean, if this is what people think, we really need to, get to the root of why people are concerned about gay marriage, pro or con. Okay? You know, a lot of people, we're coming up on break. That's the root of it. And should the Supreme Court redefine marriage? Or should they allow the Bible to dictate it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves: stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about the Supreme Court and them hearing arguments to overturn Proposition 8 in California allowing same-sex marriages. This has been a very, very hot topic. 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you had written and asked me what are environmental factors causing homosexuality. Another one right now, and these aren't emails from today. These are emails that we have received throughout the year. This one's anonymous. Doctor, I'm not against gay marriage for biblical reasons. I feel it's a liberalization of America. He says, I'm assuming it's a he or she. We're letting this country turn green and gays will become the majority. If homosexuals can start giving birth, they will pass on the genetic material and we will breed ourselves out, eventually having a majority of homosexuals. I don't understand that. I mean, I think I know what he's saying, but if they're giving birth, they won't breed themselves out. But I see what you're saying. Okay. Going back to what I had discussed previously, okay, I can't speak for all doctors, but what I've seen in my practicing is we have so many people that are homosexuality in our population, homosexual, and many homosexuals are in straight marriages, okay? Because I would say two-thirds of the group, and this isn't scientific, but two-thirds of your homosexual group are not open about it. So when people think, okay, gay marriage has to do with just the, you know, people that are open, you have many people that don't feel like they could be open, and they want to breed, they want to have kids, they want to fit in to their society, church, temple, etc., and so they suppress it, either consciously or subconsciously. Okay, I see these patients, many of them for depression, anxiety, marriage issues. Okay, and so the thought of, well, if you have a gay couple and we allow them to breed or adopt, they'll raise a gay kid. If a homosexual person is in a straight marriage and there are very strong genetic factors leading somebody to be homosexual, they are going to breed, and they are going to have a homosexual child. If homosexuality was an un-Darwinable, sustainable population, why do we have so many homosexuals? Okay? You know, there was a study that came out in 2008 saying if somebody is gay, it's because of both genetics and environment. It's not just one genetic pathway. I happen to feel there's more of a genetic pathway than environmental, but where that environmental fits in are for the groups of people that really just don't know, or they're bisexual. And the environment allows them to go the homosexual route as opposed to staying heterosexual. But you have, like I said, if you look at the groups of homosexuals, you have the ones that are open, the ones that are consciously trying to suppress it, and then the ones that are subconsciously suppressing it really hard, really deep. And if there's that gene or that genetic tendency to breed a homosexual kid, the homosexuals and heterosexual marriages are going to have kids. And they're going to breed. So your homosexual population isn't Darwinianly selecting themselves out because they have kids. And they have kids that end up either being gay or being straight. And we have really underestimated the amount of homosexual people, lesbian or gay, in our community because society still hasn't been open to it. Now, one of you, very, very religious, quoted some scripture and, you know, said that, that they can, the genetic factors won't prevent them from being straight. They could be straight if they find Jesus, if they follow the Lord, if they follow what's written in the Bible, they can be straight. And a lot of people have. Okay, you do have people that will fight it and will stay in that marriage. But what I'm telling you all is from a political standpoint, gay marriage is going to be accepted. If not this year, next year, next administration, because so many people have somebody gay in their family. And now that society is becoming more accepting of people and their sexual choices, you are going to see more gay people in the community. When I was taught, 1 in 8 people, and some of you are like, nah, the recent study says it's 1 to 3% of the population is gay. No, it's more than that, because you have a bunch of heterosexuals out there that claim they're heterosexual that aren't. So when they see the freedom of them to express who they are, okay, then and the liberty to do that, you're going to see how much of the population is gay. You will. So, and of course, you know, then with votes, et cetera, you are going to see more legislation allowing gay marriage. Now, how will that affect you? Are you paying more taxes with gay marriage? I mean, how does it affect you? Are they competing with you for the health insurance market? All right. Why are people against gay marriage? What is it? Okay, as far as I can take from, you know, my listeners or patients, it's the idea of, it's the biblical idea. It's the whole Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, people can't just deal with their own lives and let other people be. They feel like they have a responsibility to have a society that, to what they feel, isn't a sin. And that's how I look at the groups of people that oppose gay marriage. Me, as a doctor, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with gays being married because they seem to be my healthiest groups of patients. Okay? I have so many friends. I have family members that are gay. If they want to get married, if they want to be able to share each other's health insurance, as a doctor, I'm cool with that. I don't have a problem. I'm not worried about our country becoming Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm not worried about that. I mean, so many of my gay patients are God-loving. They're church-going. They're good people. So I don't think God would look at that as they need to destroy. So I'm not worried about that. I'm not. And I also understand the pathophysiology of somebody being gay. I understand that. Okay? I don't think they have the choice. For them that really, really want to be with somebody they love, should they be allowed to love somebody they love? If it's not hurting anybody and they're in a monogamous relationship. I am for monogamy, and I think a monogamous relationship is so much healthier than somebody being forced to live in a relationship they don't want to be in and possibly cheat. That's how I look at it. And I'm sorry if it upsets a lot of people, but that's just how I look at it. In terms of people being concerned politically with our country turning green, the country's going to go that way. We know medicine's going to be socialized. There's going to be a lot of things that are changing. We know that. Okay? Where I have an issue is where you have somebody like Pierce Morgan say we need to change the Bible. Or we hear CNN discussing should the Pope change his stance. I don't think religion needs to change. If our country becomes more progressive, that's a whole different issue. But I don't think we need to change the Bible. I don't think those of us that are Orthodox Jews, Orthodox Catholic, Greek Orthodox, etc., Christian, born again, fundamentalist, Methodist, you know, I don't think we need to start changing religion. If religion stays true, okay, we could still be as religious as we want to be. Okay, nobody's going to take our religion away. No, they won't. No one's going to take our love for God. No one's going to do that for those of us that are religious. So, but if I start to see the country say, okay, now we have to change the Bible. Oh, I got a huge problem with that. Just don't mess with religion. Catholic, from what I understand, in the Catholic Church, there has to be certain specifications for the Catholic Church to recognize that marriage. Same thing in Orthodox Judaism. So for those of you thinking, well, how could it be a marriage? Okay, you know, remember, those of us that are religious, we already have our own rules for what's looked upon as a marriage. Those don't have to change. Taking your calls, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.